for the Senate Special Budget Committee for, what is it now, June 29, 2005. We only have one item on the agenda, Department of Veterans Affairs. We've seen it before, public hearings. Now we're at work session and have LFO present final recommendations.
Mr. Chair, this is House Bill 5109, the House version of the Veterans Affairs budget. You previously passed out the Senate version. It differs only by about $8,000 in general fund, which amounts, because we didn't take the Attorney General reduction in rates in the Senate, and a little bit for services and supplies. So the bill, House Bill 5109, has been agreed upon to be the budget bill for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Like I said, it's the same as what you passed out, with only $8,000 less in general fund. The department has been fine with this, and LFO is recommending that you pass it to the full with a to approve to the full with an approval.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, you'd be looking for a
motion. Everyone's clear. It's the same bill we passed before, with S&S reductions and little adjustments that staff has made to true up the budget. Nothing exciting in that regard. It's a good budget. One of the first we passed out. The veterans packages for extra assistance is in a different bill. That should be made known on the record. It's going to be a substantial package, and look forward to this department's working with our veterans and helping them get the services they need.
So you would be looking for a motion to accept the LFO recommendation with respect to House Bill 5109, and then move the bill as amended to the...
No, amended. Just move the bill.
Just move the bill
to the full committee.
Senate Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation. Mm-hmm. That would be my motion, Mr. Chair.
Sounds very good. Any further discussion? Any objection?
No, Mr. Chair, except I'd like to say that anything to do with veterans at this point, I know all of you watch the news as I do, and I think that when you have a war going on and then you have other things, we just finished the Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we had my brother-in-law to come out, and we honored him with the Louisiana flag for his military service on Iwo Jima. And I was surprised at how many young people didn't know Iwo Jima, didn't know where Iwo Jima was. So I think that along with budgeting for our veterans, we somehow need to keep alive the civics lesson. And I don't know quite how to do that, but I certainly want to get on the record how I feel about it.
Okay. No, that's a very good comment. Very good comment. I'm just happy the veterans that we see now are getting much warmer reception, it seems like, than did when I was a young man, and that I feel very good about our society's progressed positively in that regard. Further discussion? Seeing none, any objections? Seeing none, budget passes. Thank you for taking the time to come by.
And we're
adjourned. Senator Burgess?